Hey everyone, this is Catrice, your business planner, and this is Check Your Business. Come get small business tips, tricks, and helpful information. Come on, let's grow your business. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're listening to your homegirl, Catrice, your business planner, and this is RWR Live 365. Today, we're going to talk about products and services and their life cycles. A lot of times when we are business owners, we forget that they have a life cycle and we always think that it's going to work. But in this day and age with the computers and all of the technology that we have going on, if you don't maintain your life cycle of your product or services, you can go out of business just as quickly. So let's talk about that today. Do you remember TWA and Pan Am Airlines? How about the two major competing telephone companies, which was AT&T and MCI? Let's take you back a little further. What about the floppy disks that used to go into the computer, or when we had an Atari game that you could play that was your video game? If you go back and look at all of those different products and services that I talked about, all except one is no longer in existence or has been bought out by another company. This happened because most of the businesses that were mentioned never realized that their products or services had a life cycle. And so today, with us talking about the life cycle of a business, I want you to understand that no matter what it is you sell, no matter what it is you're doing, that there is a life cycle to your product or your service. And the only way to keep your business afloat and understand that you have to deal with this life cycle is by making sure that your products and services never go out of date. With that being said, let's look at the life cycle of a product and service and then figure out how we can use it to keep our businesses from becoming stagnant and needing to be replaced. So there are actually five different cycles in your business when it comes to the products and services. The first one is development. The second part is introduction. The third part is growth. The fourth part is maturity. And finally, the last part is decline. So in looking at all of these particular aspects of the cycle, we need to go through them and look at them closely. The first part is the development. Now, development is where most people are basically getting their thoughts and ideas together concerning the product or service that they're gonna have. The idea becomes this thought that you put together, the research goes into it, you start taking your thoughts and ideas, not just researching it, but then putting it together on paper. Then from paper, it becomes something that's more tangible that you can look at, touch, and feel. This is where most business owners put most of their time and money, because in order for you to develop a really good product or service, you have to do the research, you have to do the development of that product and service. And if you don't, you won't actually have a product. So this is where most people invest most of their time. The second part of it is the introduction. The introduction is when you finally got your product and service that you want to have, you've done all the work on it, and then you start showing it to the world. Not just the world, but your community or different people that are in your family, but you introduce it as this new product, this new service, this new something that someone's going to be interested in and wanting to have as a part of their life. Because what you've done is you found something that will solve a problem. And if you don't realize that that's what most products and services do, is solve problems, let me tell you, that's the only reason why you may have a client, is because you're solving a problem. So when you introduce your product or your service to someone, they understand that they're buying this product or service because you are solving a problem that they have. The next thing is growth. What does that mean? So your product and service becomes something that you have already introduced and people are starting to take notice of it. You got it out in the community. It's starting to get past the small community that you may be in. There is a company here in Pensacola where they started off really small developing their products, and they've started getting their products into different hair places and doing different things with it. And now they're almost to the point where they're going nationwide. Well, at this point, they're in the growth stage. They have not hit their peak of maturity just yet because they're not nationwide as of yet, but they're getting close to their point of where they can be nationwide. However, whenever they continue to grow, It may grow past them being nationwide. It could also be that they become international. So growth does not stop for a long time depending on the product or services that you may have. So you have to be mindful, how far do you want your products or services to go? Do you want them to be just a community thing? Do you want them to be a national thing? Do you want them to be your products and services to be something that can reach the entire world so that it's global? But you've got to figure out where you want it to go. The next part of the cycle is maturity. And this can be difficult when it comes to your company. And the reason why is because usually whenever you create a product or service that solves a problem, someone else is going to come along and create a product and service that is better than yours or comparable to yours that will also solve that same problem. So you've got to deal with your competition, and they're going to try to beat you to the finish line of getting your products and services out there that you're offering at maybe a lower price, or it could be that it's at the same price, but they have added some different features to it. So there's always something that's going to always keep that going with. However, don't be discouraged, because that is part of the process of having a product or a service. And you're going to always have to deal with competition and people that are going to rival you when it comes to what you have to offer. Your job is to keep your head straight and continue to redevelop your product and your service. Finally, the last cycle is decline. Normally when this happens, it is because someone out there created something that was newer, faster, better than what you have to offer. And that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes we look at it and be like, they're going to shut our business down. But that only should give you the initiative to go back into the drawing room and look at what you've already started, and then either do spinoffs on the products and services that you have, or reinvent new products and services that will help you be able to stay afloat and be able to do new things with your products and services. That will constantly keep people coming back to your business. The best way to know whether or not your product or service is in a particular life cycle is to constantly keep an eye on what your products and services are doing. In other words, you need to be able to identify where your products and services are on a regular basis when it comes to the life cycle. Do effective research on your products and services, and also look at what your competition is doing so that you can make sure that you maintain your life cycle and you're able to keep your product from getting to the maturity or the decline part of the life cycle. And then another thing is products and services that are too closely aligned with each other destroy each other's life cycles, because they're both biting for the same clientele using the same type of product and services that you already have. So be mindful of what you are preparing for your clients to be able to use as far as products and services are concerned, and make sure that you don't have two products doing the same thing, which would cancel each other out. Finally, make sure that whenever you have a product or service that you're able to add more value to the products and services that you are offering. Make sure that your product is always solving a problem for your customer, because if it's not solving a problem, the product that you have is no good. Number two, become an expert on the product and services that you're offering. Make sure that whenever your customer asks questions, that you're able to answer those questions and give them good, sound information about the products and services that you are offering. Third, make sure that you package your products and services in a way that it is designed that will be appeasing to your customer's eye. Fourth, make sure that whenever you have a product and service, that it is designed to be as simple as possible for your customers to understand and be able to use. If you make a product that is complicated for them to be able to use, you've added issues to their problems that they already have, and they will not use your product or your service. Number five, improve how you interact with your customers when they are dealing with your products or services. Don't look at them with blank faces. Make sure that you have a smile on your face so that they're able to see that you're there to help them with whatever situation that they may have when it comes to using your products or services. If you do these particular things, I promise you, your products and services will never go on a decline. In fact, you'll see growth more and more every time, because your customers will believe in what you're doing and what you're saying concerning those products and services. So my time is up. I hope you guys got something out of it. As usual, I always get something out of the things that I'm talking about because I know that it's going to help my company grow. The goal is to help you help your company grow as well. If you have any questions or concerns or you'd like to be consulted concerning your business, please feel free to drop me a line. You can go on to graphicgroovespc.com and check me out there, or you can email me at graphicgrooves1@gmail.com. Either way, I'll be more than happy to discuss your information that you would like to talk to concerning your products and services. Next time, we'll be talking about customer service because that's something that we as a community need to work on most. Until next time, keep your eye on your grind, people.
Again, this is your business planner, Catrice. Until next time, keep your eye on your grind.